The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has given the go-ahead to the Alaska Railroad to construct a rail extension linking Houston to Port McKenzie. The Corps announced Monday that it has issued the wetlands permit under the Clean Water Act. Issuance of the permit allows the Matanuska-Susitna Borough to move forward with construction of the rail link. The borough wants the rail spur to enable South Central and Interior Natural Resource products to reach tidewater shipping facilities at the port. The permit authorizes the Alaska Railroad to permanently fill more than 95 acres of wetlands to construct about 35 miles of new rail line. Matsu Borough Manager John Moosey.
We are very pleased. We have been working through this. We have a 550-page environmental assessment impact statement that allows us to construct this in an environmentally safe manner. We intend to do so. With this announcement, we're able to continue with our segment one on construction. And then also, too, we're prepared to issue another proposal out for bid so we can get segment three started, which is up toward the Houston area.
Moosey says the construction will take place in several segments. Preliminary work on segment one has already started, but continuation of the work dependent on approval of the wetlands permit.
We'll be able to have them continue with their project. Segment six, I think, is the next one we're starting on, which is up by Houston. So they do not go in order 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have the segments, and they are constructed at different parts of the rail where we have the right-of-way and where we can have different contractors working at the same time.
If there are no delays, the spur project is expected to be completed in 2015. Environmental groups have filed suit against the Port McKenzie rail spur in federal court. That suit is pending.